I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's Memorial Day. Flags standing at attention across the country, thanks to people like the hundreds of volunteers who lined up to get their assignments at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod, some of them both visiting and placing flags for others.
Hi.
Hi.
Any place
our father's in 15.
Absolutely.
And
how many people?
Three?
Perfect.
A man named Paul Monty convinced the cemetery to allow the volunteer effort after his son Jared was killed in Afghanistan. And there's another mini-movement, if you will, afoot, to welcome home Iraq war vets. 4,486 U.S. troops died in Iraq. Scores were injured. When the war was officially declared over in December, many cities and towns, such as Tucson, St. Louis, Media, Pennsylvania, held welcome home parades. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, a military brat, has led the charges for more, calling on New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg to hold a traditional ticker tape parade down Broadway, the so-called Canyon of Heroes. But Mayor Bloomberg agrees with the Pentagon. It's too soon, they say. Many Iraq veterans are still serving in Afghanistan. And in fact, we seem to live in a time of ongoing war. But Iraq war vets will be honored today in Washington. Tim Holbert is executive director of the American Veterans Center, the group which organizes the National Memorial Day Parade every year in D.C. So, Tim, what was the internal debate when you were organizing this year's? Was there a sense of this special Iraq war tribute being too soon?
Well, you know, we really came at this from the very beginning as kind of splitting the middle, you could say. We completely understand the Pentagon's position. You could say that it is too soon to have a traditional victory parade of sorts down Broadway in New York or Constitution Avenue. At the same time, people do want to come out and thank this generation for what they did and recognize the service and the sacrifice. And that's really what we want to do with this parade, is to recognize the sacrifice, not hold a big rally of sorts, but something that is dignified and fitting, and just make sure that this generation is recognized now for what it did, not 2 years from now, 5 or 10 years from now.
Is part of the consideration of a group like yours that these are different times? There is no armistice. There is, you know, no clear-cut victory, even though troops have left Iraq. Troops immediately went to Afghanistan. And as we said, there's sort of this ongoing war against terrorists. So does that complicate things for you as well?
I think it certainly has to. You're absolutely right. You don't see VJ Day. You don't see VE Day anymore. You know, wars have taken on a different way that they're conducted generally now. And so because you don't have days like that, how do you welcome home? How do you recognize what this generation did in an appropriate manner? And that's where I think a day like Memorial Day comes in, or an event like this comes in, is that it's not the old traditional style parade at the end of World War II, but you still need to have a recognition of what's been done, which was lacking after Vietnam.
Well, in fact, let's talk about Vietnam. You're going to have a special tribute to the generation that served in Vietnam, and this is part of the commemoration of the start of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. The year that was picked was 1962, when a ribbon for service was designed. This afternoon, President Obama will mark the 50th anniversary. In a few minutes, by the way, we're going to speak with Jan Scruggs, the veteran behind the building of the wall. We know that there's a debate continuing about events commemorating Vietnam. You know, some veterans worried that the war will be glorified. Some worried that they won't be given enough credit, you know, for what they feel were victories that weren't recognized in Vietnam. And I'm just wondering, is that mirroring the debate about Iraq that's shaping up, you know, how to commemorate it when, in fact, some people feel that it was a war that maybe was unjustified, and yet they still might want to honor the warriors who fought it?
I think you do see some differing opinions, if you mean regarding a big welcome home parade. There are differing opinions I've seen. I think most are generally very supportive of having something. Some say it's not something that we need. As far as what we're doing, I've seen pretty much universal support because, again, we are kind of cutting down the middle between the administration and Pentagon's stance that it's too soon to do a big celebration, but also that we need to be doing something. This is about recognizing the fallen. We're inviting vets to participate in the parade on behalf of the fallen, or in recognition of the fallen. Vietnam, like Iraq, was certainly politically very divisive. But I think most Americans look back at the Vietnam generation, look at the noble service of the Vietnam generation, and then look at the way that they were treated when they came home. And it's something that I think none of us are especially proud of. And so I think that's setting the tone for the Iraq War generation, that, you know what, no matter what we feel politically about the war that happened in Iraq, it really cannot be denied that this generation of American service members really did step up, do their duty, and do it nobly. And I think you're really seeing that in the way that the Iraq War is really looked upon and that the veterans are commemorated.
Tim Hulbert of the American Veterans Center, the people behind the National Memorial Day Parade today in Washington, D.C. Tim, thank you, and a happy, a thoughtful Memorial Day to you.
Thank you.